I'm Jenkins, and I served in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam era. And I was 17 when I first went in, and that was the most devastating experience I've had in my life. Going to Parris Island, if you can make it through Parris Island, you can make it through anything in this world, especially back then. But I made it through that. Then I got my little first orders. My first order was a mid-cruise, because I wasn't 18. Mediterranean cruise means you go to Paris, France, Rome, Italy, Gibraltar, all them places. And my birthday rolled around. 3 days after that, I got orders in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on a ship. Said you Westpac. So I'm not knowing what they mean, Westpac. So the other brothers that have been in Vietnam, they said, you're going to get shipped to Vietnam. Oh, that just destroyed me. You know, I really wasn't ready for that. So when they shipped us over, I wound up doing my time over there. It was rough, because back then they had the drugs was worse than it is now. But they had heroin back then, straight from the opium fields right there. Weed, all that, marijuana, it was strong. Because you're coming straight from the soil over there. Then you see a lot of guys that overdose. Luckily, I came back, I was still young, so I didn't slip into the drug game over there. I didn't, because I was so young, I was scared, seeing what's happening to these guys, just what they're doing. So I didn't slip into it. So finally, I came home, and I was so amped up. And I had the best training in the world, and, there's no stopping, And I took all my military training, and I put it in the streets with me. When I got in the streets of my Bronx home, it took me a while to adjust to the people, back to society, because I didn't trust nobody. It really messed me up. So after I got through all that, I went to the streets. And my training was so good and so awful that I started gambling like an empire. So after a while, I got greedy. And I started drinking. I started sniffing cocaine and drinking. Then I hit rock bottom. So I came up to Rochester. And in Rochester, treats their veterans much better than New York City. Yes, they do. Oh, believe me, they got more things for the veterans up here in Rochester than New York City ever have. So good thing I did come up here. I came up here to Rochester. Thank God for that.